Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shaveta Garadhara Shivasani Gora Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama The subject matter of today's lecture will be how the modes give liberation.
Tema današnje lekcije će biti kako gune daju oslobođenje.
A little in the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes the mode of passion and how it is unfavorable for developing Krishna consciousness.
U komentaru Srila Prabhupada opisuje gunu strasti i to kako je ona nepovoljna za razvijanje svjesnosti Krishna.
He says for those it's a little in the second paragraph for those who want to make spiritual advancement, there's almost no existence of the mode of passion. Only the mode of goodness is prominent.
Šta Prabhupada kaže u komentaru za one koji žele duhovno napredovati, guna strasti skoro da ne postoji. Istaknuta je samo guna vrline.
Now, some of you might ask yourself the question, how is it that the modes of nature who are material to be helpful for our spiritual life. And also the mode of goodness is a mode of nature, it is material. How can it be helpful for our spiritual life?
Neko od vas može zapitati kako to da gune koje su materijalne, na primjer guna vrline, koja je isto materijalna, može biti, može nam pomoći za duhovni život.
I think this is a very good question.
Mislim da je to vrlo dobro pitanje.
You understand the question? How can something which is material help you to get liberation from material?
Kako nešto što je materijalno može vam pomoći da da dostignete oslobođenje od materijalnog života?
To answer this question, we need to first understand a little bit how the different modes work amongst themselves.
Da bismo odgovorili na to pitanje, moramo malo objasniti kako gune deluju jedna na drugu.
And we need to also understand something about how the modes work in our life.
I također je potrebno da shvatimo kako gune deluju u našem životu.
We must know that the modes are constantly, you know, working with each other to become prominent.
Moramo znati da gune stalno se bore za prevlast.
We could almost give the example of a competitive firm.
Možemo dati primjer takmičarske firme.
Let us say that there are three qualified people who always compete with each other, who will be the director of that firm.
Recimo da postoje tri kvalifikovana čovjeka koji se stalno takmiče ko će biti direktor firme.
Yes, when Mr. Milivoj is successful, he's the director and he controls Mr. Milutin and Mr. Milomir.
Kada je gospodin Milivoj uspješan, onda je on direktor i kontroliše gospodina Milutina i gospodina Milomira.
But when Mr. Milutin becomes prominent, he becomes the lord and master and controller of Mr. Milivoj and Mr. Milomir.
Kada gospodin Milutin postane prominentan, istaknut, onda on postane gospodar i kontrolor gospodina Milomira i gospodina Milivoja.
But then Mr. Milomir might get the feeling, I must show these two others who is the lord and master or who is the most competent man of this firm, and he does something, maybe invests some money in some foreign country which brings a huge return, so that he becomes he rises to the top.
A onda gospodin Milomir pomisli, ja moram pokazati ovoj dvojici koja je ovdje glavni, i onda on investira novac u možda inostranstvo i tako može da dobije, da povrati novac, da zaradi puno, i onda on postane direktor.
But then Mr. Milutin becomes again, he does something like maybe he cleans the shoe of the president of the country every morning, and he gets then great support and rises to the top, and in this way there's a constant competition between the three gentlemen to be the director of the firm.
Onda gospodin Milutin možda svaki dan čisti cipele predsjednika republike.
As an example, yeah.
I onda on dobije jako brzu promociju i opet on postane direktor, i na taj način stalno postoji borba za prevlast između ta tri direktora.
So this is how the modes work in our lives.
Tako gune deluju u našim životima.
They compete with each other in order to take prominence.
One se takmiče jedna s drugom za prevlast.
Like even in one during one day you can see that maybe in the morning a person is more controlled by let's say the mode of ignorance, because he is just extremely tired and sleepy.
čak i tokom dana, rano ujutro možete vidjeti da je neko pod kontrolom gune neznanja jer je izuzetno umoran i pospan.
And then during the day he becomes a little bit more active and he gets into the mode of passion.
Onda tokom dana postane aktivniji i uđe u gunu strasti.
And is more controlled by that mode.
I više je pod kontrolom te gune.
So, the Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he talks about this in the 14th chapter, verse 10. Do we have the Gita for Akura?
U 14. poglavlju stih 10 Krishna kaže.
Yeah, 14:10. Sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating the modes of passion and ignorance, O son of Bharata, and sometimes the mode of passion defeats goodness and ignorance, and at other times ignorance defeats goodness and passion. In this way, there is always competition for supremacy.
O Bharatin sine, ponekad guna vrline postane isteknuta i nadvlada gune strasti i neznanja. Ponekad guna strasti nadvlada vrlinu i neznanje, a ponekad neznanje nadvlada vrlinu i strast. Tako uvek postoji nadmetanje za prevlašću.
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, but if one wants, he can develop by practice the mode of goodness and thus defeat the modes of ignorance and passion.
Srila Prabhupada kaže u komentaru, ali ako neko želi, može vežbanjem razviti gunu vrline i tako nadvladati gune neznanja i strasti.
One can similarly develop the mode of passion and defeat goodness and ignorance.
Slično može razviti gunu strasti i poraziti vrlinu i neznanje.
Or one can develop the mode of ignorance and defeat goodness and passion.
Ili može razviti gunu neznanja i poraziti vrlinu i strast.
Although there are these three modes of material nature, if one is determined, he can be blessed by the mode of goodness.
Mada postoje ove tri gune materijalne prirode, ako je neko odlučan, može biti blagosloven gunom vrline.
And by transcending the mode of goodness, he can be situated in pure goodness, which is called the Vasudev state, a state in which one can understand the science of God.
I transcendirajući gunu vrline, može se utemeljiti u čistoj vrlini, koja se naziva nivo Vasudeva, nivo na kome može shvatiti nauku o Bogu.
Yeah. So this is an important understanding which we must have. It's not that the let us say someone is in one mode and then he is more or less cursed to remain for the rest of his life in this particular mode.
Ovo je važno razumevanje, nije da je neko samo u jednoj guni i da je proklet da do kraja života ostane u toj posebnoj guni.
It is possible for him to develop another mode which then defeats the other modes.
Za njega je moguće da razvije drugu gunu koja onda poražava druge gune.
Let us now consider a little bit what happens when a particular mode becomes prominent.
Da razmotrimo šta se dešava kada određena guna postane istaknuta.
You know, what happens when Mr. Milutin becomes the president?
Šta se dešava kada gospodin Milutin postane predsjednik?
Let us say Mr. Milutin represents the mode of goodness.
Recimo da gospodin Milutin predstavlja gunu vrline.
And he spreads a certain influence in the firm.
I on širi određeni utjecaj u firmi.
So how does the influence of the mode of goodness look in our lives when it becomes prominent?
Kako utjecaj gune vrline izgleda u našim životima kada ona postane istaknuta?
I want to ask first of all of you.
Želim prvo sve vas pitati to.
Have you ever experienced how the mode of goodness becomes more prominent?
Da li ste ikada doživjeli kako guna vrline postane istaknuta?
How does it feel?
Kako to izgleda? Bhakte postaju oživljeni, srećni, zadovoljni. Bhakte postaju smireni, misaoni.
Yes, it is what you have said is correct. If the mode of goodness becomes prominent, one becomes full of happiness, full of virtue, full of knowledge and other good qualities.
Ako guna vrline postane istaknuta, onda osoba postaje puna znanja, puna znanja, puna vrline, puna sreće.
Do you want to become happy?
Da li želite postati srećni?
I think we all would say yes, definitely.
Mislim da ćemo svi mi reći definitivno da.
Why?
Zašto?
Happiness is only a material quality.
Sreća je samo materijalni kvalitet.
Do you want to become full of knowledge?
Da li želite postati puni znanja?
Someone may say, yes, certainly, this is what I really would like.
Neko može reći, da, sigurno, to je ono što bih ja zaista voleo.
Why?
Zašto?
You understand the question. Why do we want to be happy and knowledgeable?
Zašto, da li razumete pitanje, zašto želimo biti srećni i imati znanje?
Dakle.
Jer je to naša priroda, naš prirodni položaj.
It very much looks like spiritual life, in other words. It is natural spiritual life.
Drugim rečima, to jako liči na duhovni život.
Many times people want to become knowledgeable and happy, but they don't know the process really how to do it.
Mnogo puta ljudi žele steći znanje i postati srećni, ali ne znaju proces.
They usually work very hard for these things.
Obično rade jako teško za te stvari.
To become happy, for instance, they think they must travel. That's a very often, very often we find this misunderstanding. They think they must travel to another place.
Često ljudi misle da će postati srećni ako putuju na drugo mjesto. Često vidimo to pogrešno razumevanje.
Yeah, or they think they must buy something, maybe a new apartment.
Ili misle da moraju da kupe nešto, možda novi stan.
Or to become happy, they think, well, yes, they must have an attractive partner for sex life.
Ili da bi postali srećni, misle da moraju imati privlačnog partnera za seks.
But all these things which I have just described are activities in the mode of passion.
Sve te stvari koje sam upravo opisao su aktivnosti u guni strasti.
And when the mode of passion becomes prominent, this is from the Bhagavatam, one begins to struggle very hard to acquire prestige and fortune.
Kada guna strasti postane istaknuta, čovjek mora da se bori jako teško da stekne prestiž i bogatstvo ili sreću.
And in this way, a person who is in the mode of passion experiences very great anxiety and struggle.
Na taj način osoba koja je u guni strasti doživljava veliku teskobu i borbu.
And Srila Prabhupada has said that many times these rich people are so full of anxiety in the heart.
Srila Prabhupada je često rekao da mnogo puta ti bogati ljudi su puni teskobe u srcu.
They are not peaceful at all.
Oni nisu uopšte smireni.
I do not know if you have this in Germany, sorry, in Yugoslavia, but in Germany it's very prominent to see these people who are driven by the mode of passion standing on the road with their handies, it's called. We have handies here also. This is a wireless telephones. Mobile telephone, yeah. And they are talking about business and they are so full of anxiety. They work so hard.
Često možete vidjeti na autoputu u njihovim autima ti bogati ljudi razgovaraju mobitelom o poslu i jako su u teskobi.
Prabhupada once on a morning walk through a beautiful park, he noticed the materialists have worked so hard for it in the mode of passion, but they don't enjoy it. We are walking through the park.
Srila Prabhupada jednom dok su sa baktama dok je šetao kroz lepi park primetio da su materialisti jako teško radili da ga naprave, ali ne uživaju u njemu, već mi hodamo kroz njega.
Because you see, when a person gets polluted with passion in his heart, he will not be able to find happiness. It's an illusion.
Kada je osoba zagađena strašću u svome srcu, neće moći da nađe sreću. To je iluzija.
When you want to be happy, you have to give up fighting for it.
Ako želite biti srećni, morate da ostavite borbu za sreću.
Everyone takes a note of this.
Svi su ovo zapisali.
It's because as long as you are in the mode of passion, it means an intense endeavor to enjoy the fruit of your work. As long as this is going on, you are in the mode of passion and you are full of anxiety.
Sve dok ste u guni strasti, tu je snažan napor da se dostigne sreća, da se uživa i
anxiety,
you become
full of anxiety, yes.
Oh,
yes. Do you want to know what happens when the mode of ignorance becomes prominent?
Da li želite znati šta se dešava kada guna neznanja postane istaknuta?
I think here in this country, in these southern countries of Europe, we often feel that the mode of ignorance is very prominent.
Mislim da u ovim južnim zemljama Europe je često osjećamo da je guna neznanja prominentna.
It is described one falls into lamentation.
Opisano je da osoba pada u jadikovanje.
Yesterday I was talking to a young devotee who said, "Oh, see, I'm no longer so strong in my spiritual practices because the others are quarreling in the temple."
Sinoć sam razgovarao s jednim mladim baktom koji kaže, ja nisam toliko sada čvrst u svojoj duhovnoj primjeni zato što se drugi svađaju u hramu.
The devotee was lamenting.
Bakta je jadikovao.
Oh, this is so bad, that is so bad.
Oh, ovo je tako loše, ono je tako loše.
My life.
Moj život.
I have no chance.
Nemam šanse.
If the good old times could come back again.
Ako bi se dobra stara vremena mogla ponovo vratiti.
And that devotee was lamenting.
Taj bakta je jadikovao.
It means the mode of ignorance has covered that devotee.
To znači da je guna neznanja prekrila tog baktu.
When the mode of ignorance becomes more prominent, one sleeps excessively.
Kada guna neznanja postane istaknuta, čovjek preterano spava.
And often one has false hopes.
Često ima lažne nade.
Do you know these people? They sit for hours together. Mostly they prefer the midnight hours, and then they exchange very much their hopes, you know, what they will do in the future, how in the future they will take over the world, how in the future everything will be nice.
Znate li te ljude koji često razgovaraju, posebno ko ponoći, o tome kako će u budućnosti oni uraditi nešto, kako će u budućnosti biti lepo, ostvariti svoje planove?
I remember my friends in the material life, they always wanted to become the best rock and roll band of Germany.
Ja se sjećam, moji prijatelji u materijalnom životu su uvijek željeli da postanu najbolji rock and roll band Njemačke.
But they were not very talented, just very loud and very brisal.
Ali nisu bili jako talentovani, samo su bili jako glasni i jako brzi.
But they had so many false hopes and dreams. It was going on for many days, not days, nights.
Oni su imali toliko puno lažnih nada.
Nada, yes, nada means hope.
Yes. I to se odvijalo noćima.
So, this is, and also a person who comes prominently under the mode of ignorance, he is violent towards others. He hurts others' feelings very easily.
Također osoba koja potpadne pod guru neznanja povređuje osjećanja drugih, nasilna je.
Yeah. So, in your life, you need to cultivate the mode of goodness, because the mode of goodness brings you happiness in this world and a situation from where you can practice Krishna consciousness in the best possible way.
Zato morate negovati gunu vrline u svom životu, jer ona vam donosi najbolju situaciju iz koje možete razvijati svjesnost Krishna.
Now I want to talk a little bit about knowledge and action.
Sada malo želim govoriti o znanju i djelovanju.
I feel that all of you have listened carefully to the seminar so far, saying, okay, Sachinandan Swami, we are convinced we should develop the mode of goodness, medyutam, it is not so easy. What can we practically do? Isn't that the feeling now in the audience? Yeah. What can we practically do? Let us speak about knowledge in action now. Practical.
Šta možemo praktično raditi?
Now there were enough words, now we want to see actions.
Sad želimo da vidimo akciju, dosta je bilo reči.
Now, before, well, obviously, action you will do after this lecture, but I have to talk now about how to act.
Naravno, akciju ćete preduzeti posle ove lekcije, ali sada moram govoriti o tome kako delovati.
I want to ask all of you first, how do you think you can strengthen the mode of goodness?
Želim se vas pitati, kako mislite da možete osnažiti gunu vrline?
Let me again say, we have come to the conclusion that in the mode of goodness, we are becoming happy, and we become empowered, so to say, to practice Krishna consciousness.
Došli smo do zaključka da u guni vrline možemo postati srećni i upunomoćeni da praktikujemo svjesnost Krishna.
So what would you think you can do to strengthen the mode of goodness?
Šta možete učiniti da osnažite gunu vrline? Družiti se sa drugim osobama koje su u guni vrline. Povećati naš proces šravanam i čitanje, i šta još? Mantranje, čitanje posebno ujutro, kad je vrlina.
Ujutro, yes, in the ujutro. Mm-hmm. Yes, other devotees, Atmarama.
Svesno negovati kvalitete vrline.
Can you give an example?
Možeš li dati primjer?
Ja.
Čistoća, da osoba pere svoje telo, da čisti mjesto gdje živi.
Yes. Yeah, I have, for instance, decided this morning, with the help of Nanda Dulal, I want to put my room in order.
Odlučio sam jutros da sredim svoju sobu s pomoć Nanda Dulala.
Because I'm so active, my room always gets into disorder, and in 5 minutes it looks like a hellish planet always. Yeah.
Sam toliko aktivan, moja soba brzo dođe u nered, pa nekad izgleda kao pakla paleta.
And I know I can much better work when everything is nicely in order, clean, and then the mind just becomes like a laser, so strong.
I znam da mogu puno bolje raditi kada je sve u redu i um postaje vrlo snažan i deluje kao laser.
Yeah. Why don't we all do this this morning? We can put the temple in order.
Zašto to ne učinimo svi? Ovog jutra možemo hram srediti.
No, our own rooms. We all stay in rooms, isn't it? All of those who stay in the room, why don't we in the morning make it a project? It takes only half an hour if everyone does it, to make it really first class in order.
Da imamo projekat da prvoklasno sredimo sve sobe.
Then we can see how we feel afterwards. Let us make a practical experiment.
I možemo vidjeti kako se posle toga osjećamo, možemo napraviti praktični eksperiment.
And those who live outside, like Dayane, you can work in your room outside and make it like pah, as if you know, the president of Yugoslavia, it would be your guest. No, we wouldn't make it very orderly, because he's not a very Sattvic person, maybe. I do not know him so well.
Oni koji žive,
it's all right.
Oni koji žive izvan hrama isto mogu urediti svoje mjesta gdje žive jako lepo.
Yes. Hmm. What else? Our Maharaj.
Šta još?
Yes. Sadhana,
slečenje sadhane, following sadhane.
Yes?
Bez znanja nema strogosti, bez strogosti se ne doći oslobođenje. Zato trebamo negovati znanje i primjenjivati strogosti i možemo onda dostići oslobođenje.
It's very interesting that you are saying this.
Vrlo je zanimljivo da ti to govoriš.
Because from all the character types, I thought you are like a goodness, a little bit, you know, not 100% goodness, but a little goodness, and you are more tending to religious life and asceticism.
Ja sam mislio da si ti, tip, onaj tip osoba u Berlini koja je sklona religioznom životu i asketizmu.
And you are now saying we should be austere.
A ti sad kažeš da trebamo biti skloni strogostima.
Very natural for you to say such a thing, whereas I could imagine our devotee from Jagodina, it would be very unnatural for you to say such a thing.
To je vrlo prirodno za tebe da ti to kažeš, a mogu zamisliti da naš bakta iz Jagodine, za njega bi to bilo vrlo neprirodno.
No, you are I don't mean it to be offensive towards that this devotee has his strengths also.
Ne želim da budem, da uvrede radim, ovaj bakta također ima svoje snažne strane.
But it's different.
Ali su to druge, drugačije. Trebamo pažljivo da izbjegavamo naše loše navike koje su gunine znanja i strasti.
Careful, we must be very careful. Nandadura says there is a little animal in him, isn't it?
Nandadulal kaže,
no, not in the human heart.
Nandadulal kaže da u ljudskom srcu postoji mala životinja.
You know, like a mala paca, you know.
Kao mali paca. Pacu.
Isn't it? Yes.
Ujutro kad trebamo da ustanemo, um nam kaže da smo umorni, ipak trebamo ustati, jer nismo umorni doći pred božanstvo.
I think your ideas are very, very good. So they are all in the right direction.
Mislim da su sve vaše ideje vrlo dobre i sve su u pravom smjeru.
One thing is, if you want to come to the mode of goodness and cultivate these things, you must learn three words.
Ako želite doći do Gune Vrline i negovati te stvari, morate naučiti tri reči.
Practice.
Primjena.
Practice.
Vežbanje.
Practice.
I primjena.
These three words are very important. If you are not ready to really practice it in your life, it will be very difficult.
Ako niste spremni da zaista vežbate to u vašem životu, bit će zaista teško.
Srila Prabhupada has said in the purport which we are reading at the present moment from the text, by practice one comes to the point of the mode of goodness, and by surrendering or fixing the mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes a very great personality or Mahatma. In Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said, Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha, such a great soul is very rare.
Šila Prabhupada kaže, vežbom dolazimo u gunu vrline, a predavanjem ili usredsređivanjem uma na svevišnju božansku ličnost postajemo velika ličnost ili mahatma. U Bhagavad Gita je jasno rečeno, sama hatma se durlaba. Takva velika duša je veoma retka.
We must be ready and willing to practice.
Moramo biti spremni i voljni da vežbamo.
Now, you might say, oh, Satchinandan Swami, but I'm so influenced by a certain mode of nature, I don't think I could really practice.
Vi možete reći, ali ja sam toliko pod utjecajem određene gune prirode da mislim da ne mogu vežbati.
I feel I have no experience of the mode of goodness in my life.
Mislim da nemam nikakvo iskustvo gune vrline u mom životu.
It's almost as if you would ask me to play an electric guitar, but I have no idea, I never even carried a guitar on my back. I have no relationship to this instrument.
To je kao da zatražite od mene da sviram električnu gitaru, ali ja nemam nikakve veze s tim instrumentom, nisam ga čak nosio na leđima.
And I remember once a devotee in Berlin said to me, I'm not free to act in the mode of goodness.
Sećam se jedan bakta u Berlinu mi je rekao, ja nisam slobodan da delujem u guni vrline.
You know, I was a hippie before I came to Krishna consciousness.
Bio sam hip pre nego što sam došao u svesnost Krišne.
My habits are very strong.
Moje navike su veoma jake.
And in one lecture you said to move away a habit is more difficult than to move away the Himalayan mountains.
I na jednoj lekciji ti si rekao pomeriti ili otkloniti naviku je teže nego pomeriti planine Himalaje.
Don't we all have this experience, Sanatan?
Zar mi svi nemamo to iskustvo?
It's very difficult.
To je vrlo teško.
A certain habit or thinking habit.
Određena navika ili navika razmišljenja.
Yesterday one devotee came to me and said, Satchinanda Swami, we are here from the Balkanitska temperamenta. It's not so easy to change us.
Jedan bakta mi je došao i rekao, mi ovdje smo svi balkanskog temperamenta i nije nam tako lako da se promenimo.
We are trying since 10 years.
10 godina pokušavamo.
It doesn't work.
Ne funkcioniše.
Thank you for your nice lecture, but it's very a little impractical. You sannyasis are anyways always a little impractical.
Hvala ti za tvoju finu lekciju, ali ona je malo nepraktična. Vi sannyasi ste i onako malo nepraktični.
So at this moment we must discuss the question of free will.
U tom trenutku moramo razmotriti pitanje slobodne volje.
There is a very, very interesting discovery in psychology, which is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Postoji jedno vrlo zanimljivo otkriće u savremenoj psihologiji, koje je također opisano u Srimad Bhagavatam.
That is that between the stimulus and the reaction, there is your free will.
A to je da između stimulusa i reakcije postoji vaša slobodna volja.
I have to smile because Akrura might have told you about this already.
Moram da se nasmijem jer Akrura vam je možda već rekao o tome.
I want to give you an example from this modern literature of one interesting disciple of Sigmund Freud. His name is Viktor Frankl, and he was thrown into the concentration camp of the Nazis during the Second World War.
Želim dati primjer jednog učenika od Sigmunda Freuda koji se zove Viktor Frankl i koji je bio boravio u koncentracijskom logoru za vrijeme nacističke Njemačke.
You know, Sigmund Freud, who was from Jewish, came from Jewish parents, had managed to escape by train to London when Hitler's regime became powerful.
Kada je Hitlerov režim postao moćan, Sigmund Freud, čiji su roditelji bili Jevreji, uspio je da pobjegne u London.
But Viktor Frankl was not fast enough.
Ali Viktor Frankl nije bio dovoljno brz.
And they captured him in the University of Vienna where he was teaching.
I uhvatili su ga na na fakultetu u Beču gdje je držao predavanja.
And because they are the demoniac people, they brought him to Dachau to torture him in the most inhuman ways you can understand, you can imagine.
I doveli su ga u logor u Dachau, uhvatili su ga i doveli su ga u logor da bi ga maltretirali na najnehumanije načine koje možete zamisliti.
Now when Viktor Frankl was on the floor, you know, they had taken his clothes away from him and had just treated him like an animal for which they were about to slaughter, he had an enlightenment.
Kada je Viktor Frankl bio na podu potpuno bez odeće i tretirali su ga kao životinju koja će uskoro biti zaklana, on je imao jednu spoznaju, prosvjetljenje.
He noticed that his torturers could take everything away from him except what he called his last human freedom.
On je primetio da oni koji su ga maltretirali mogli su sve uzeti od njega osim jedne stvari koje on nazivao posljednjom ljudskom slobodom.
And that is, he chose to not be influenced by this.
A to je da on izabrao internally. Da je on izabrao da unutra ne bude pod utjecajem toga što mu se događa.
For instance, he analyzed the behavior of the people in a rational way.
Na primjer, on je analizirao ponašanje ljudi na racionalan način.
And you know, because he was a psycholog, he said, well, the people are forced to act like this because they are sexually frustrated and therefore they are so violent.
On je analizirao, znači, ponašanje tih koji su ga mučili, oni su seksualno frustrirani i zato su tako nasilni.
I'm not saying that his analysis is correct, but that's what he thought. Like, I wanted to give you an example how he thought.
On je razmišljao kao psiholog i ne mogu reći da je to baš apsolutno tačno, ali on je tako razmišljao.
You know, Sigmund Freud always says this is the reason for everything, you know.
Freud kaže da je to razlog za sve.
He is a little bit neurotic in his analysis.
On je malo neurotičan u svojim analizama.
But I don't want now, it's a material example. I just want to say how he chose to think his own thoughts.
To je materijalni primjer, ali hoću pokazati kako je on izabrao da misli svoje misli.
In Sankirtan we often also do this.
U Sankirtanu često to isto radimo.
Our Shyama Priya has written to me that there was once a very bad situation. I think you were forced to go to the police.
Shyama Priya opisala jednom da je bila u lošoj situaciji gdje je bila prisiljena da ide u miliciju.
They misunderstood Shyama Priya's intention to distribute transcendental literature. They thought maybe she is doing something which is incorrect.
Oni su pogrešno shvatili njenu želju da deli transcendentalnu literaturu i mislili da možda radi nešto što je neispravno.
And for a moment she was all frustrated being stopped in her service.
I za trenutak ona je bila frustrirana jer je zaustavljena u svojoj službi.
And being with these police people and one doesn't know what they think or what maybe they sent one is afraid that they sent one back to Beograd or to Subotica or you never know what they decide to do.
I kad ste sa milicijom nikad ne znate šta će oni odlučiti da urade, možda da vas pošalju nazad u Beograd ili u Suboticu.
But then she decided, no, I'm here at the police station, why should I be mental now?
I onda je ona odlučila, ne, sada sam ovdje u milicijskoj stanici i zašto da budem na mentalnom nivou?
Why should I be afraid?
Zašto da se bojim?
They are part and parcels of Krishna.
Oni su delići Krishne.
And she began to preach to them.
I počela da im propoveda.
And I think the chief of the police later bought a knjiga. Yes.
I mislim da je šef policije kasnije kupio knjigu, da.
So in other words, she chose, although she was a prisoner,
drugim rečima, iako je bila gotovo zatvorenik,
to act in a spiritual way.
Odlučila je da deluje na duhovan način.
I also did this when I arrived in Beograd, the tall people, I think they were just very inquisitive to find out what the things of a what a devotee uses in his life. So, but they wanted to. They opened my my bag.
Kad sam stigao u Beograd, carinici su htjeli da vide šta Bhakta koristi u svom životu, pa su otvorili moju torbu.
And in the beginning, I did not feel very well. You know how you. I think they were just very inquisitive to find out what the things of a what a devotee uses in his life. So, but they wanted to. They opened my my bag.
Kad sam stigao u Beograd, carinici su htjeli da vide šta Bhakta koristi u svom životu, pa su otvorili moju torbu.
And in the beginning, I did not feel very well. You know how you feel. They look at you. And you feel like the worst criminal in the planet Earth, you know.
Kad vas tako provjeravaju, osjećate se kao najgori kriminalac na planeti.
Yeah. But then I thought, well, if Shyama Priya preaches to the Polish people, I will preach to the tall people. Yeah.
Ali sam ja pomislio, ako Shyama Priya propoveda miliciji, ja ću propovedati carinicima.
And then, you know, in the end, they were eating prasadam. Oh, what is this?
Na kraju su jeli prasadom i pitali šta je ovo.
And the whole situation had changed.
I cijela situacija se promijenila.
So I'm giving this as an example to illustrate that we are always free.
Dajem ovo kao primjer da ilustrujem da smo mi uvijek slobodni.
We always have the freedom to start something new.
Uvijek imamo slobodu da započnemo nešto novo.
Never we should think, no, we are helpless.
Nikad ne trebamo misliti mi smo bespomoćni.
If you think like this, I'm very sorry to say, but just the diagnosis would say you are influenced now by the mode of ignorance. That's why you think like this.
Ako mislite na taj način, dijagnoza će reći da ste pod utjecajem gune neznanja i zato tako mislite.
Prabhupada writes in the second canto, so even in the material nature, Akura.
Prabhupad piše u drugom pevanju, čak i u materijalnoj prirodi,
there is a chance of an independent choice of the living entity.
Postoji šansa za nezavisni izbor živog bića.
And according to his choice, the material energy offers him different varieties of material bodies.
I prema njegovom izboru, materijalna priroda mu nudi različite vrste tela.
So, therefore, we must learn that we have a choice.
Zato moramo naučiti da znamo da imamo izbor.
And we must use this choice.
I da koristimo taj izbor.
So that we become victorious.
Tako da postanemo pobjednici. Mm-hmm. Which is this verse from the second canto?
Here, if you want to read what I have just read to you, because it's important, it's in the second canto, 9th chapter, verse number 2.
Drugo pevanje, deveto poglavlje, stih broj 2, o izboru.
It's in the purport, Prabhupada writes it in the purport.
U komentaru, ću da Prabhupada piše o tome.
Yes, komentaru. O Krishna. Now, you might say,
sada možete reći,
Venice Prasadam. I will actually stop here.
Ovdje ću stati.
It gets very interesting.
Postoje vrlo zanimljivo.
Yeah, no, I will end here now. Now you might say, okay, Suchinandan Swami, how should we use our freedom?
Vi možete sada reći, u redu, sad će Ravana s vami, kako možemo mi upotrebiti svoju slobodu?
To become elevated in the mode of, to the mode of goodness.
Da bismo se uzdigli do gune vrline.
In old buildings, I believe also in old buildings here in Beograd, you have what is called the Paternoster. Do you know what is a Paternoster? It's a little chambers, wooden chambers, so to say, who move like this. You just go inside one, then you, they are used in office buildings, and you rise, it goes constantly from the cellar to the first story, second story, top floor, and down
kind
again.
Kind of elevator.
Yeah, but it's not that you push a button.
It just moves, obviously.
Yeah, it just moves. You just walk in, and then it brings you up. So on. It was nowadays they don't build office buildings like this any longer. But in my childhood, I would just spend a whole day in an office building and just turn, you know, and jump out and jump in and so on until they threw me out.
U tim zgradama sa kancelarijama, različitim firmama, bila je neka vrsta lifta, ali koji se ne pokreće s pritiskom na dugme, nego stalno se kreće, i u mom djetinjstvu ja sam se vozio sve dok mi nisu izbacili.
You know?
Znate
from
znači?
Old movies maybe?
Iz starih filmova.
Lakša knows. What? Yes, old movies. How are they called? Paternoster? Does this sound? No? That doesn't sound familiar. Do you have an understanding?
Da li razumete?
Razumete? Siamo qui? Not really. Here the different story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Različiti spratovi.
And this is the thing, it moves up. And you can go in. Then you move. And then you go out. Without a door. It's like an elevator without a door.
To je kao lift bez vrata.
The point is, if you go into something, it lifts you up.
Poenta je, ako uđete u nešto, uzdiže vas.
Let us stay with the elevator. We are modern people. So you go in the elevator and it lifts you up.
Ako uđete u lift, on vas podigne gore.
In the same way, there are certain activities which you can do, and I will list them now for you.
Na isti način postoje određene aktivnosti koje možete uraditi, i sada ću vam ih navesti.
You should control your mind and your senses.
Trebate kontrolisati svoj um i čula.
When you get very and not do things or think things which are harmful.
I ne raditi stvari ili misliti stvari koje su štetne.
Then if you want to come to the mode of goodness, take the elevator of tolerance.
Također, ako želite doći u gunu vrline, uzmite lift tolerancije.
When someone gets on your nerves, just be tolerant. And don't react immediately in an aggressive way.
Kada vam neko ide na živce, samo tolerišite i nemojte odmah reagovati agresivno.
Then always have this assert with you. This word of viveka or discrimination.
Uvijek imajte sa sobom taj mač viveke ili pravilnog razlikovanja.
Ask yourself the question, is this good or is it bad?
Zapitajte se, je li to dobro ili loše?
Then if you have a duty, stick to this duty.
I ako imate dužnost, držite se te dužnosti.
No matter what happens, just stick to the duty.
Bez obzira šta se dogodi, držite se svoje dužnosti.
For instance, if you are going on Sankirtan, that is your service, but one day you really don't feel like going, go anyways.
Naprimjer, ako idete u Sankirtan, to je vaša služba, a jedan dan vam se baš ne ide, ipak idite.
And you will see a change happening.
I vidjet ćete promjenu.
Don't we know this? Don't we have this experience?
Zar nemamo to iskustvo?
If you go anyways, all of a sudden, your heart becomes light.
Iznenada vaše srce postaje lako.
The clouds disappear from the sky.
Oblaci iščeznu sa neba.
And you call Haribol.
I vi kažete Haribol.
Don't you have this experience? If you stick to the duty in difficult times, oh, it is so powerful.
Ako se drži svoje dužnosti u teškim vremenima, to je tako moćno.
Then be truthful.
Onda budite istinoljubivi.
Try to always, you know, give up your private lies.
Pokušajte uvijek da se odreknete svojih privatnih laži.
When someone asks you, don't always try to make it sound as if you are the you are the best mover of history.
Kad vas neko nešto pita, nemojte uvijek da pokušavate da zvučite da ste najbolji, najbolja osoba koja menja istoriju.
Be merciful.
Budite milostivi isto.
Don't hurt others, in other words.
Nemojte povređivati druge drugim riječima.
And now comes a very difficult point, but it's extremely potent.
A sad dolazi vrlo teška poenta, ali ona je izuzetno moćna.
Carefully study the past and future.
Pažljivo proučavajte prošlost i budućnost.
For instance, you know, become aware of the mistakes which you have done.
Na primjer, postanite svjesni grešaka koje ste učinili.
Oh, in the past I acted in such and such ways.
U prošlosti sam djelovao na takav i takav način.
And the result was such and such.
I rezultat je bio takav i takav.
But I want another result.
Ali želim drugi rezultat.
Therefore I will act now in a different way.
I zato ću sada djelovati drugačije.
Oh, and when you do a mistake.
Kada napravite grešku.
This sometimes happens.
To se ponekad desi.
Say sorry.
Recite žao mi je.
My dear Prabhu, I did a mistake.
Moj dragi Prabhu, počinio sam grešku.
I was momentarily overcome by some craziness or some I don't know what, and I did a mistake. I'm sorry.
Bio sam trenutno prekriven nekakvim ludilom ili ne znam čime i napravio sam grešku. Žao mi je.
The next thing which helps you to come to the mode of goodness is try to be satisfied in every situation.
Sljedeća stvar koja će vam pomoći da dođete u gunu vrline je pokušajte biti zadovoljni u svakoj situaciji.
When you are sick, don't flip out.
Kad ste bolesni, nemojte biti uznemireni.
When you are criticized, don't, you know, make a revolution party.
Kada vas kritikuju, nemojte napraviti revolucionarnu stranku.
When there is not enough prasadam.
Kad nema dovoljno prasadama.
Then drink water.
Onda popite vodu.
Try to remain satisfied.
Pokušajte da ostanete zadovoljni.
Jelena is looking at me. This is very difficult.
Jelena gleda u mene kao...
Practice, Jelena. Don't... things don't come overnight. One needs to practice.
Mi vežbamo, ove stvari ne dolaze preko noći.
Then be it's called generosity.
Budite velikodušni, široke ruke.
Give things away.
Dajte stvari. Za tebe.
This is not really mine, so I can't give it away.
Ovo nije zaista moje, pa da mogu da dam.
Have faith in the spiritual master.
Imate veru u duhovnog učitelja.
Very important. When you just invest a little faith in the spiritual master, it really lifts you up like an elevator.
To je veoma važno. Ako investirate barem malo vere u duhovnog učitelja, to vas uzdiže kao lift.
But if you always doubt, oh, maybe this is not true, maybe this is not so relevant for me.
Ali ako stalno sumnjate, možda to nije istina, možda to nije tako važno za mene.
You will not be elevated.
Nećete biti uzdignuti.
Mm-hmm. Then, oh yeah, being embarrassed by improper action.
Da vam je neprijatno kada nepravilno delujete.
When you do something, when you see the tendency is when you did something wrong, you think it was somehow all right. Somehow.
Naša sklonost je da kada učinimo nešto pogrešno, mislimo, ma nekako je bilo u redu.
It was transcendental.
Bilo je transcendental.
Because I'm a devotee.
Jer ja sam bhakta.
It must be spiritual in some ways.
Mora da je na neki način to duhovno.
No, if you did something improper, be embarrassed. What is the word for embarrassed?
Ako ste učinili nešto nepravilno, treba da vam bude neprijatno.
Postiliti.
Postiliti se means be ashamed.
Embarrassed is a little bit different. You should not go like...
Embarrassed je nešto drugo.
Embarrassed means to feel sorry and to not try to justify it.
Da vam je žao i da ne pokušavate opravdati to, da vam je neprijatno.
What is it, right? What's the language?
No, I don't agree.
So our pandits need to find this word in the
U. Who?
Our pandits.
They say to be ashamed. It's not. Yeah.
No, that's disturbed. Yeah, that's not correct, Osminija. I know this word also.
Nelagodno je hrvatska reč za neprijatno. They propose the Croatian word for what I said already in Serbian. Ni. No.
Akrura is very strong this morning. There is a very strong increase in the mode of passion here. Yes, Alem. You know. No, it's the determination in the mode of goodness. What Akrura is. So it goes forward. Be simple.
Budite jednostavni.
Not in your mind.
Ne u umu.
But in your outside external affairs.
U vašim spoljašnjim delatnostima.
Oh, now comes the difficult word.
Sad dolazi teška reč.
Be humble.
Budite ponisni.
But if one is humble, have you ever noticed? Even if one doesn't feel like this, but one goes like, yes, I could be mistaken. Yes, it could be the way you say, you know. All of a sudden, you feel so light in the heart.
Čak ako neko nije ponizan, ako misli, možda sam pogrešio, možda to nije tako, onda osjećate neku lakoću u srcu.
Sometimes pride people think to be humble, oh, this is torture.
Nekad ponosni ljudi misle da je tortura biti ponizan.
I have to go, aye, sir, and you know, I don't feel like this at all.
Moram da kažem, da, šefe, i tako ne osjećam nikad.
But when you are humble, it feels good. It feels good, goodness is in the heart.
Kad ste ponizni, onda se osjećate dobro, vrlina je u srcu.
Do you have this experience?
Da li imate to iskustvo? Can you explain a little bit about this false humility? Because we have this.
Yes, thank you. It comes in. Let me just finish this verse.
Da završim stih.
And satisfaction within oneself.
I zadovoljstvo u sebi.
These are qualities in the mode of goodness.
To su kvaliteti u guni vrline.
So please try to cultivate this.
Molim vas, pokušajte da negujete to.
And see how your life totally changes.
I vidite kako vaš život se potpuno menja.
You will not remain the same.
Nećete ostati isti.
Your life will totally change.
Vaš život će se potpuno promeniti.
Damn, that's looking at me. Really? Have faith.
Imaj veru. Damn, gleda u mene, stvarno. Imaj veru.
It's like going into an elevator.
To je kao kad uđete u lift.
You will have a different overview of the things.
Imaće drugi pogled na stvari.
I remember a little while ago I was in the Beogradski TV. They have this very high house and we were making an interview just over on the top of this house and I looked all over Beograd.
To je Beogradjanka. Studio B.
It must be Studio B. Yeah.
Bili smo na televiziji u Studio B i u Beogradčanci i vidjeli smo cijeli Beograd.
Yeah, it's in the center of the town. Near Studentska.
Yes. Just across the street.
Yeah. And this is how it comes when you are elevated to the mode of goodness. You see so many more things which you have not seen before.
Kad ste uzimati ugunu vrline, vidite toliko mnogo drugih stvari koje niste vidjeli ranije.
In my own life, I experience coming when I talk about Krishna consciousness, I myself become so happy and energetic.
U mom životu ja sam doživao, kada govorim o svesnosti Krišne, sam postajem jako srećan i pun energije.
You might have sometimes seen it in my life. I come up and I'm extremely tired, like the Beograd tiredness is there, and I can't almost speak from being so tired. And at the end of the lecture, I'm so fired up, I could wrestle with our Zelenko.
Akinchena Gochara.
Akinchena Gochara, yes.
Nekad ste
right, the example is not important. Gets snaga.
Nekad sam jako umoran, imam taj beogradski umor i počnem jedva govorim na početku lekcije, a na kraju lekcije toliko imam energije da mogu da se hrvam sa Kinčanom.
Šalim se, šalim se. All right, so I want to end here.
U redu, želim ovdje završiti.
I just need a pen so that I know where to continue. Thank you. Voila. So do you have any questions, my dear devotees? I think Akrura had one question.
We have imamo novu modu u templu, poniznost sleganja ramenima. We have new fashion in the temple, humility by making like this. But not
making really like this and putting the eyes onto the ceiling.
And there is also one, excuse me that I exist.
You say like this?
Yeah.
How do you say it in Serbian?
Ich bin nicht der Postin.
Ich bin nicht der Postin. Excuse me that I exist. That's a good one.
Dobre.
No, I mean... Like a good expression, I mean, interesting, interesting, yeah.
Zanimljiv izraz.
But it's not good.
Ali nije dobro.
Prabhupada defines humility in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Srila Prabhupada definiše poniznost u 13. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita.
He says, it means to become free from the desire to be honored by others.
On kaže, to znači postati oslobođen od želje da nas drugi poštuju.
Srila Sanatana Goswami gives also a very interesting definition.
Srila Sanatana Goswami također daje vrlo zanimljivu definiciju poniznosti.
He says, even in the midst of very good qualities, a person thinks, I am not so qualified.
Čak ako osoba ima jako puno dobrih kvaliteta, misli, ja nisam tako kvalifikovan.
The basis of true humility is spiritual realization.
Osnova prave poniznosti je duhovna spoznaja.
That you are part of Krishna.
Da ste vi delić Krišne.
You are servant of Guru and Krishna.
Sluga Guru i Krišne.
You are an eternal soul, not the body and not the mind.
Večna duša, ne telo, ne um.
A humble person always knows that whatever he does is happening by the mercy of Guru and Krishna.
Ponizna osoba zna da što god radi se dešava milošću Guru i Krishne.
Yes, yes. Therefore he does not claim to be the source of activity.
Zato ne tvrdi da je on izvor aktivnosti, da je vršilac delatnosti.
But as humble person can be very determined.
Ali ponizna osoba može biti vrlo odlučna.
Almost to the point that people are just totally amazed.
Čak i do te mere da su ljudi potpuno zapanjeni.
He very determinedly will stick to his mission.
Vrlo odlučno će se držati svoje misije.
And that is so surprising for people.
I to je tako iznenađujuće za ljude.
The excuse me that I exist type of humility is usually not very determined.
Izvini što postoji vrsta poniznosti obično nije jako odlučna.
But the humble person knows, well, I have to, I'm an instrument, well, I want to do my duty for Krishna.
A ponizna osoba misli, ja želim učiniti svoju dužnost za Krishnu.
Does this help, Akrura?
Yes.
It is really apparent in the case of Srila Prabhupada.
To je vrlo vidljivo u, u primjeru Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada was so lilavati. This is important for understanding. Srila Prabhupada was so was such an interesting mixture of total humility and soul beating. So powerful he was.
Srila Prabhupada je interesantna kombinacija kompletne potpune poniznosti i toliko je bio moćan.
I remember once when the devotees came to say, came into the waiting lounge of the New York airport, you know, the waiting lounge became so full, so that no passengers could go there.
Sjećam se jednom na čekaonici njujorškog aerodroma, bakti su toliko napunili tu čekaonicu da nijedan putnik nije mogao proći.
And so the airport personnel said, "We are very sorry, but all the people have to move out of the waiting lounge because the passengers have to board their plane."
Osoblje aerodroma je reklo da svi bakte moraju da se izađu iz čekaonice jer putnici moraju da idu na avion.
And the first person who got up to move away was Srila Prabhupada.
I prva osoba koja je ustala da izađe je bio Srila Prabhupada.
The devotee said, "No, no, not you, Prabhupada."
Bakte su rekli, "Ne, ne, ne ti, Prabhupada."
The others, the you have to fly, but the others who, the devotees who came to say goodbye, they have to.
Ti moraš leteti, ali drugi bakte koji su došli da ti da se opreste s tobom, oni moraju izaći.
Sometimes Prabhupada used to say to his devotees, "Please pray for me."
Kad bi Prabhupada govorio svojim baktima, "Molim vas, molite se za mene."
And the devotees said to Prabhupada, "I don't think it will work."
A bakte bi rekli, "Prabhupada, mislim da to neće funkcionisati."
And then Prabhupada said, "No, no, 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 you are a devotee."
Prabhupada je rekao, "Ne, ne, ne, ti si bakta."
Prabhupada was so humble.
Prabhupada je bio tako ponizan.
Like a, you know, total Vaishnava. But when it came to preaching, wow, he was so strong.
Ali kad je trebalo propovedati, bio je tako snažan, tako čvrst.
He called the Western civilization, you know, when he was, when he came to an airport and the arrogant journalist asked him, "Why have you come here?"
Kada je došao jednom na jedan aerodrom i arogantni novinar ga je pitao, "Zašto si došao ovdje?"
Prabhupada said, "I have come to teach you what you have forgotten."
Prabhupada je rekao, "Došao sam da vas poučim onome što ste zaboravili."
So strong.
Tako snažan. Jak.
So humility is a true humility has these aspects.
Prava poniznost ima te aspekte.
Krishna. Any other question which you have?
Još neko pitanje? Možete da prevedete?
I think the devotees, they look like, what?
Okreni se prema njima pa glasno kaži.
Ako cilj osobe nije da bude svjesna Krišne, ali željela bi da njeguje vrlinu, da li je to moguće, pošto, koliko sam ja shvatio, slobodna volja se ispoljava samo u tome da ćemo se predati Krišni ili ne, A da li je to možda rezultat karme, odnosno za time ne upravlja karma i gune prirode?
Yes, even to a person who is not in the in Krishna consciousness, freedom is there.
Čak i osoba koja nije u svjesnosti Krishna ima slobodu.
But as I said yesterday, when a person is in the mode of, you know, heavy good, heavy ignorance, it's not so easy for him to access this freedom.
Ali kad je osoba guni teškog neznanja, nije tako lako da se približi toj slobodi.
I want to give you the example of a drunkard in one of our friends of Lord Krishna tried to reform this drunkard.
Želim dati primjer jedne pijanice koga je jedan prijatelj, naš prijatelj gospodina Krišna, pokušao da ga pomogne da se
worked for some time.
Neko vrijeme to funkcionisalo.
But then because he was so much controlled by ignorance, he couldn't maintain his reform.
Ali zato što je bio toliko pod kontrolom neznanja, nije mogao da kontroliše svoju reformu.
And he ended again at the drinking bottle.
I završio je ponovo sa flašom alkohola.
But others have managed.
Ali drugi su uspjeli.
There are drug addicts who have become free from their addiction.
Postoje oni koji su bili zavisni od droge, koji su se oslobodili te zavisti.
We always have the freedom to choose.
Mi uvijek imamo slobodu da biramo.
But when you are more in the mode of goodness, it's much easier.
Kad si više ugunio vrline, onda je lakše.
I have noticed, for instance, there are some people who just seem to be so free.
Primetio sam, postoje neki ljudi koji izgledaju tako slobodni.
There is, I don't know if he is still here, but just from the character, this very nice boy, he's a dentist.
Postoji jedan fini mladić, zubar.
You know this dentist?
Yeah, he's not here anymore.
He can travel to America.
On može putovati u Ameriku.
To India, to China.
U Kinu.
He says free like the wind, it seems.
Izgleda kao da je slobodan kao vetar.
It seems he has no Serbian passport even.
Izgleda da nema srpski pasoš.
Because that's sometimes difficult to go to places.
Jer kad je teško sa tim pasošem ići na razne mjesta.
Because he is more in goodness.
Jer on je više u vrlini.
Just by his nature.
Po svojoj prirodi.
Therefore he has more access to freedom.
Zato ima više pristupa slobodi.
Now you might say, well, this is his karma.
Možete reći, ali to je njegova karma.
Yes, there are karmic reactions, but also there is freedom.
Da, postoje karmičke reakcije, ali postoji sloboda.
Shaila Vasini.
Prevedi pošto ovdje šušti, ja ti nisam baš čuo pola.
Rohini Sutta Prabhu, he always says, think positively. Have you noticed when he preaches to you? Think positively.
Rukmini Sutta Prabhu uvijek kaže, mislite pozitivno, da li ste primetili kad vam propoveda?
So what is the secret?
Šta je tajna?
Think we should ask him?
Da pitamo njega.
He will instruct us how to do it.
Hoće da dati instrukciju kako da to uradimo.
Think positively, yeah? You must fix your mind on things which are true.
Moraš usredotočiti svoj um na stvari koje su istinite.
You are right. To think positively, one needs... Ultimately, one needs to fix the mind on spiritual things.
Upravo si, da bi neko mislio pozitivno, mora na kraju krajeva usredotočiti svoj um na duhovne stvari.
Yeah. This is how Rohini Sutta Prabhu uses this.
Tako Rohini Sutta Prabhu koristi to.
The karmis also use this think positively.
Karmi također koriste to pozitivno razmišljanje.
But they often don't they don't live in a real world.
Ali ne žive u stvarnosti.
You know, in the midst of what would be a good example. If you have a wrong map,
ako imate pogrešnu zemljopisnu kartu, mapu,
and you want to visit a person in Zrenjanin,
i želite posjetiti osobu u Zrenjaninu,
yeah, and you're trying to find his street,
pokušavate pronaći njegovu ulicu,
with the wrong map,
sa pogrešnom mapom,
then you can think positively as much as you want. You will not get to the right address.
Onda možete koliko god hoćete pozitivno razmišljati, ali nećete doći na pravu adresu.
So when you have a wrong understanding, Shalavasini, then your positive thinking will not bring you to a good result.
Kad imaš pogrešno razumevanje, onda tvoje pozitivno razmišljanje neće ti doneti pravi rezultat.
You must have a Krishna conscious understanding.
Moraš imati razumevanje svjesno Krishne.
And think positively in that way.
I misliti pozitivno na taj način.
Is it helpful?
Da li to pomaže?
Think of Krishna conscious thoughts. Yes.
Kad neke loše misliti dođu, onda misli na misli svjesne Krishne.
We must read more.
Moramo više čitati.
Then we can think of Krishna.
Onda možemo misliti na Krishnu.
But if there is no thought in here,
ali ako nema misli o Krišni u glavi, odakle će doći?
Krishna. Now, my dear devotees, we have 9:30 and I'm a follower of Rohini Sutta Prabhu, but I don't want to imitate him.
Ja sam sledbenik Rohini Sutta Prabhu, ali ne želim ga oponašati.
Therefore, I will end here.
Onda ću stati.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.